CRI News, this is Wen Jie. President Xi Jinping has said China and the United States should be partners, not rivals, and together they could be good for each other and the whole world. The Chinese president made the remarks while hosting a dinner at the Great Hall of the People for visiting U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday evening. President Xi says he believes that challenges of bilateral relations were limited, but potential was limitless, and Trump agreed on this point. He adds China and the United States now have developed into a community of deeply intertwined and shared interests. Expressing gratitude for the warm welcome from President Xi, Trump said he believed that cooperation between the United States and China would benefit the two sides and bring peace, prosperity, and security to the world. The state visit by U.S. President Donald Trump will come to an end later on today. The Chinese president has said China and Vietnam should stay committed to seeking a fundamental and durable solution to their maritime issues. Xi Jinping has made the comment in a signed article published ahead of his planned visit to Vietnam. The Chinese leader says the two sides need to fully and effectively implement the declaration of the conduct of parties in the South China Sea, actively advance consultation, and jointly uphold peace and stability there. Xi Jinping will pay a state visit to Vietnam and attend the 25th APEC Economic Leaders Meeting scheduled for Friday and Saturday in the Vietnamese city of Da Nang. The APEC ministerial meeting has approved documents to be submitted to APEC leaders, including those on narrowing development gaps and advancing economic, financial, and social inclusion. The meeting stressed the importance of reforming structure, improving productivity, assisting micro, small, and medium enterprises, and equipping workers with new skills in the digital age. Participants reaffirmed their determination to maintain Asia-Pacific cooperation in pursuit of sustainable and inclusive growth in a changing world. As part of the APEC Economic Leaders Week, the one-day ministerial meeting concluded in Vietnam late Wednesday. NATO is planning to increase its training mission in Afghanistan by 3,000 troops. The new troops will make the overall size of NATO's training and support mission in Afghanistan from 13,000 to 16,000 troops. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the move comes as part of his Resolute Support mission, which was launched in 2015 to provide training, advice, and assistance for Afghan security forces and institutions. NATO ally countries and partners also confirmed they will continue to fund the Afghan security forces until at least 2020. The refugee crisis appears to be drawing to an end in Germany as the numbers of asylum seekers keeps falling. The Interior Ministry says that the number of new applications for asylum between January and October 2017 saw a 73% drop compared to the same period last year. The majority of refugees who arrived in Germany by the end of October came from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and Eritrea. At the same time, the Federal Office for Migration and Refugees lowered the number of outstanding asylum applications from more than 500,000 in 2016 to 87,000 in 2017. Russian authorities say at least three people were killed and three others injured after a residential building partially collapsed in the provincial city of Izhevsk. The nine-story apartment building came down at around 4 p.m. local time on Thursday, leaving several people trapped under the debris. Investigators say a natural gas blast is likely behind the building collapse. It's reported that a child was among the killed. Lives of the injured are said to be out of danger. Hundreds of rescuers continue to look for survivors. Chinese-produced large passenger jet C919 will make its first long-distance flight on Friday, leaving Shanghai for northwest China's Shanxi province, where it will undergo further testing. The plane was developed by Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China, which says it plans to produce six test planes, with the second expected to make its maiden flight at the end of this year. The first C919 completed its maiden flight in May and has now made a total of five test flights. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.